Hello, and welcome to the Walking Leader Podcast. I'm your host, David Guerra. This is episode 45. Hey, thanks for stopping by. Thanks for listening. Thanks for making it with me all the way to this point. 45, still going strong. A lot of great stuff still on tap and a lot of great stuff we've covered. I just need to have a little feedback. I know some of you are listening. I know somebody's downloading this. Oops, sorry about that. And I know that I want to hear from you. Let me know what you think of the podcast. Please. I'm begging you. Now, don't make me beg, because I can beg. But I really want to hear from you. I want to know what you think, what I should be doing more of or what I should be doing less of. And definitely, I just want to hear from you. I just want to know that there's somebody else on the other side. I mean, 45 episodes. I really should be hearing from a lot more than just who I've heard from already. So I'm not trying to guilt you, but I am asking nicely. Please let me drop me a note. Dave at DaveGuerra.com or on Twitter at DaveGuerra at DaveGuerra. And let me know what you think. I really would appreciate it. Thank you. Now, let's get into episode 45. Episode 45, well, see, episode 44, that was last week's episode, was about failure and failing as a leader, or failure as part being part of a leader or becoming a great leader. You need to fail. Well, let's talk about the opposite side of the coin, the other side of the coin, success. Success is an integral part of a leader. You know, a leader can't be failing all the time. A leader cannot be struggling all the time. A leader has to, at some point, become a success at something. Doesn't mean everything, but at something, they have to be a success. Thus, here we are today, episode 45, the Walking Leader Podcast. Success as an integral part of being a leader, of being a great leader. Folks, you know, no one is born with a silver spoon in their mouth, especially when it comes to leadership. That is something everybody has to work for. You can't just assume, oh, there's a natural born leader. Yes, I believe that, and I still do. There are natural born leaders, but even then, they're going to struggle. Sure, they can get people to listen to them. Sure, they can get people to follow them. But there's going to be a point where there's going to be a struggle. And then there's going to be a point when everybody listens, everybody stops, everybody follows. Now, we want to be there 100% of the time. We want to be there from the moment we come out of the gates all the way to the home stretch and past and beyond the finish line. We want to be there. We want to be the one that everybody follows, everybody listens to, everybody pays attention to. But that's not the case. So what happens? We have to work. And we have to work hard. And there's a lot of things we've got to do along the way. We've got to pay our dues. But when success hits, unfortunately, success does not hit quickly. It doesn't happen quickly. It happens, well, it takes a long time sometimes. Sometimes it's sooner rather than later. But no matter what, you still have to work it. Unlike failure, which failure can happen rather quickly, as we talked about last time, success will be drawn out. Success will take time. Success will be an uphill climb, an uphill struggle. But like the little engine that could, you think you can, you know you can do it. It can be done. So just as we expect failure as part of being a leader, we should also expect success. Because, again, eventually you're going to get it. Eventually, it's all going to fall into place. Eventually, things will work out and happen for the good. And you'll be a success. You'll experience success. Now, mind you, just as failure comes quickly, success is also fleeting. It's the moment you say, okay, I've achieved my goals. Here's where I want to be. Here's everything. But what's next? What happens then? Now this is where things start to happen. Now here's where you've got to start basically all over again. Climbing up a brand new hill, climbing up a brand new mountain, and starting all over again with the little engine that could. And you can do it. It can be done over and over and over again. But expect that there will be failures, just like there will be successes. Now, we also talked about successes in a public manner, you know, we talked about failures, failing publicly. Well, what happens when you succeed? Well, majority of the time you succeed privately, unfortunately. It's those grand, over-the-top successes that get everybody noticed, like a viral video. Then yes, you succeed publicly, and that's great, that's fantastic. You know, when you sign that check and you just bought yourself a basketball team after selling a .com, boom, that's public success. But again, what are the smaller successes? What are the small victories that happened along the way? What had to happen? How much did you, what did you have to do to one thing to build upon another, to build upon another, to make success happen? So be aware, if there is no public success displays of fireworks and parades and ticker tape parades and keys to the city, that's okay. But you've achieved the goal, you made it happen, that's even better, because again, it's personal and it's your success, it's your victory. It's how you deal with it, and it's how you deal with that success that basically tells everybody who you are. Do you let it go to your head, and do you just stop dealing with the little people because that's not your job anymore? Well, you know what? That's not success. Do you continue treating everybody the same? Do you continue moving and pushing others to be successful? That is success. It's when you've reached a level and you start bringing people up with you, or you start creating a whole new ladder, a whole new set of ladders for others to start climbing, that's success. But when you say, you know, you've reached the top and you shut that trap door and nobody else can get up there, you know what? That's not the sign of a good leader. That's not the sign of a successful leader. That's the sign of a leader that's about to fail and fail badly and fast and fall quickly. Nope. You definitely want to be the leader that success doesn't spoil you. Success enables you to create more successes in yourself and in others. Be that kind of a leader. Definitely. All in all, success as part of leadership is expected. It will happen. It might not be as grandeur or grandiose as you expect, but it will happen. And when it does happen, enjoy it, embrace it, revel in it, celebrate it. Of course, by all means, definitely celebrate it. You have to celebrate it, because you know what? People want to celebrate more and more. And the only way you're going to celebrate more and more is by achieving and succeeding more and more. So keep doing it. Keep writing those books. Keep posting those posts. Keep taking those pictures. Keep opening doors for others. Keep doing what you're doing and help others do it too. And guess what? Success is just around the corner. Success is within reach. And success definitely will come your way. Pay your dues, mind you. Pay your dues. Listen, this has been episode 45 of the Walking Leader Podcast. My name is David Guerra. I thank you. As always, I really do appreciate you taking the time listening to get to this point. And if you got to this point, again, I'm going to ask you, please drop me a note, drop me an email. Just let me know what you think of the podcast. I really would love to hear from you. I would appreciate it. And again, thank you for your time. This has been episode 45. Have a great day. Until next time, take care.